good.
As usual.
Oh. Everyone's enjoying the little stuff so far.
Mine's not the board, we always prefer. There is.
Well,
I'm also sure nice. Before.
Mine
I'm sure nice. There's a green goblin, Sir Jeremy, and Insignac. We're all here tonight.
Except for C4.
I'm C4.
No, I'm C4.
We're actually here.
No, I see his
face.
I don't.
Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show and Podcast.
You just did that.
We are the villains. We, as Sarah so elegantly put, we are all here. She is one of your hosts. I am also C4. I'm here with the Grease Goblin in his background. Yes. We do talk shows every Wednesday, and we do one shots on Sunday. Oh, it's been Monday lately, and we've been starting these Elusive Tavern Tales after the talk show on Wednesdays. And today is Wednesday, which means it is talk show day, unless you were listening on live on the air in podcast land, which wouldn't be live at all. So that was just an erroneous thing for me to say. If you're listening on a Tuesday,
I also
Wednesday,
know how to post class.
Oh works. Man, so I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. Just straight out, really straight out. I look tired. I feel tired. So yeah.
I've averaged about like 6 to 6.5 hours every day over the past 2 weeks. So
same.
Hey, good morning to you too, boring eye.
4 and 6 hours for me. Yeah.
I just woke up from a nap.
Boring eye says top of the morning to my dudes. So top. Of, yeah. Nice.
Top of the morning.
Today's topic, jumping right
so
in.
On top of things.
Today's topic, I was trying to get a guest, and they couldn't confirm with me. So we're just moving forward with our topic, which is the final Halloween topic, and that is costumes.
What's a costume?
What is a costume?
I am wearing a costume.
It's the thing that you wear outside every day to fool society that you are a normal person.
We're supposed to fool them?
People
that we want people to think we're normal?
Sarah, you just are. Let's not even go there. You're the most normal of all of us.
I may be the most normal of you, but that doesn't make me normal compared to the other people I know.
I don't know.
Who is normal? But your concept of what the perceived degree of normal is, rules of society.
Yeah.
Here I wanted to talk about costumes, but instead we're getting the in-depth, the costume that we wear when we walk outside. Is it truly ourselves? Or is it simply a decent need to
really wear? I really need to start wearing more cloaks in my everyday life.
Right.
You know what?
Oh, I can't.
I'm not even gonna deny that. Why don't people wear more cloaks in everyday life?
We could.
Think of how more menacing everyone would look all the time.
Cloaks and swords. That's all we need.
Not swords. No.
Yes, swords. Just cloaks and swords. Nothing else.
You know someone would stab themselves.
Yes.
We don't have one of those.
That's a learning experience.
Unless they're like dull swords.
That's also true.
But then that's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Dull. Or like little wooden
like
ones.
Life.
No, I still want the cloaks. Just the cloak. Like, what happened to the cloak?
Cloaks and top hats.
I have a top hat.
Yeah, cloaks and top hats.
I have a top hat. I have a top hat.
Well, put it on. What are you doing, you crazy person?
I'm good. Because it's hard to put that on in the headset.
It is.
Yeah. Mostly because, you know, a headset doesn't exactly fit well with a top hat on it.
Sure it does. It. Just try harder.
The worldly solutions.
How are you paying, man?
I know. This is what we pay for.
This is exactly what I get paid for.
Well, I brought it up because I was looking at costumes for ideas, and I saw some like I just realized, because when I was a kid, and you look at kids' costumes, they're so simple. Like, you just put on a suit that looks like it's Batman, and you just say you're Batman. Or, like, I remember being a kid, and, like, for Purim, which is, like, the Jewish holiday that you kind of dress up for, I didn't really understand, so I dressed up as a box. I literally just had a box on me. But now it's, like, I look at costumes, and I'm not even talking, like, we could go into, like, cosplay, but, like, I see some of the props for costumes just for kids, and I'm like, holy fuck, man. Like, people need to calm down. It's one day of year of something that you'll never wear again. Oh, good. It's just me. Someone called. Thank you for that. Oh, I'm no. so happy right now. Anyone out there who's not watching and who's listening, the Grease Goblin just took off his mask and put on his true face.
You're welcome.
Isn't that right, Jar Jar Goblin?
Yes, it is.
the Grease Gungan?
The Grease Gungan! The Grease Gungan! So let's kick this off with the easiest way to segue into costumes. Sluttiest thing you've ever seen that's not a costume, but that the person wearing it, guy or girl, swore it was. Let's start with the elusive gentleman, because he works around You feel called out there, bro?
No, I don't feel called out. Just don't call them out. I guess me in trouble still.
So yeah, let's start with you.
I work in an industry.
Oh, do you? An industry? Oh, man, do you still have those?
We still have those.
Really? Fuck, man. I was so worried for a while.
Women at use attention to summits.
But yeah, come on. Worst costume that someone swore to you was a costume, but you swear to God wasn't. I mean,
like slutty Batman, but it's Batman with boobs.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, like totally.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more like, okay, because I went to an inner city high school. So like there'd be like girls or I'm trying to think of a guy too. There's actually some bad guy ones, but like I've seen one where like a guy just puts on a large jacket and just like a large fucking jacket. And says, oh, yeah, I'm a G. And it's like, no, you're pathetic. Or I've seen girls like I saw one girl and all she did was buy cat ears. And just wear a bikini. That's it. No tail, no thumb, just bikini. And then, oh, wait, no, she drew on cat whiskers. I'm a kitty. And it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh my God. So, but I, at least, you know, I got to respect that at least, you know, people like that, their goal in Halloween is to just party, whatever that means.
It's definitely not the costume when there is no costume at all. Yeah.
Like one of the best costumes I went out as that, like I loved is I went clubbing in just my suit and top hat. I put on my full penguin suit. I had white gloves. I wore my top hat and I went out to the club and I suck out like a sore thumb, but I was dancing in my gentleman suit with my nice shoes. It was nice. It really was. I had a monocle too. So I was gentleman grinding. And then, like, 3 years later, they come out with gentleman wraps. And I'm like, where's this, like, when I was dressing up for this for Halloween? Yeah, I haven't heard gentleman wraps, by the way.
Yeah, what is that?
Shout out to gentleman wraps on YouTube. High-class gentlemanly wraps is all I'm going to say.
I drew my attitude with two shirts.
that is not far off, to be honest.
Oh, really?
This is deadly guessing.
Yeah. We ain't skipping over you, Mr. Elusive.
My phone is untamed.
Just because you're sitting back there not saying nothing. Tell me the worst costume. Come on.
Awesome. That shit's not stuff I pay attention to. I work most Halloweens, right? So, different.
I mean, it's not like...
We can throw I'm not on like this weekend, actually.
It's not like we can just throw you into a horror movie where, like, you know, like, I don't know, scary drunk girlfriend decides to shoot you with, I don't know, let's just pull something out of the air, a crossbow or like a bow of some kind. Living a horror show.
That's not a real thing, of course. Anyway. No, yeah, say probably body suit, same to stupid ears. That's every year, though. It's like no major shit ever.
I went to high school. I knew like guys that would literally dress up as like a high school slut. Like they would dress up as like a chick with like blonde hair in a tube top, like skirt.
Now, were they dressing up like, or were they just coming out?
Yeah. Oh, it could have been both, but since it's Halloween, they have the excuse, right? That's the point.
Because like maybe like I know in junior high there was a kid. This one bully would make fun of him all the time, and every Halloween he'd dress up as like a pop star. So like I think one year it was like it did really good too, like he always looked really good. And then when he got to high school, he's like he came out, and it was funny because like me and a couple of other friends, like we always figured, but like I remember going up to him after and being like, so this was, and he's like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. Why not do it in Halloween? Good way to experiment.
Yeah.
Sarah, worst costumes.
I don't like parties, and I grew up in Christian schools, and they're not usually big on Halloween. Yes, so I honestly can't think of anything.
There must have been someone who came to schools, Jesus. Once.
Oh, no. The year my best friend stuck a bucket of pillowcase over his head, cut two holes into it, ran 6 houses before we went to the wave pool. That shit was fucking hilarious. We were like fucking 14 or 15, too.
That's amazing.
I went trick-or-treating for the first time and I was 20.
Nice.
So, yeah, I honestly, like, we went to these big parties at our church for Halloween. And they were super fun, but, like, the costumes were nothing crazy.
I have a great...
They used to go to church Halloween parties. They're actually great.
Yeah, it was great. They had giant bouncy houses and candy.
But no one dressed like Jesus. Not one.
No, that dude.
I feel like that won't go well. I really feel like that won't go over well.
Just before I get to the great...
It's not his holiday.
The great...
Yeah, no, I mean, most people...
Yeah, he's got a couple more months for that holiday.
I feel like Jesus isn't the exciting thing people are looking forward to dressing up as for Halloween.
Oh, come on.
My brother's Jesus was really good, actually.
Yeah,
my brother Dallas.
Anyone out there who knows of a Jesus that drew, or someone who dressed up as Jesus at a Christian or Catholic school, let us know. I need to know who has balls of steel. Just before I get to the Grease Goblin.
Like, it wouldn't be something wild to do. It's not like it would be something they'd get
in. I feel like in a Catholic school it might be. Especially maybe. Jewish school. Oh my God. Any of my Hebrews out there. Yeah. Anyway, my fellow Hebrews out there who dressed as Jesus at Jewish school, like the Jewish Academy, please let me know.
there might be a big deal, but in a Christian school, it would just be like, why? Like, what's the purpose here? And if it was a dress-up day, then we would just be like, okay, cool, you're Jesus.
That's too bad. Well, I think, maybe. We'll see. Yeah, who knows? It's different from school to school as well, right?
Yeah, but I've been to a few, so...
I was gonna say, one of my best friends growing up, he was Jehovah's Witness, and he had never gone trick-or-treating. And I remember literally same thing, Sarah, like we're sitting in his house. He's 19 and I'm 20. And we're sitting in his apartment and he tells me this, like, you know, I never went trick or treating. And then when I finally moved out, all I did was hang out and go to parties. And I'm like, fuck it, put on a costume. And I forget, we actually put on costumes and I grabbed us bags and we went out trick or treating. And every house we went to was, aren't you a little old for trick or treating? And I looked at the guy. I usually looked at them straight in the eye and said, look, see my friend here? See how much fun he's having? Do you know, I know why? Because he was Jehovah's Witness and he's never done this in his life. And this is probably the only year he'll ever get to do it. And we had some houses literally dump their entire bins of candy. Like, we went at like 9:30, 10, like after all the kids were gone. We weren't dumb and like ran around when the kids were. But like, and we stayed on the outskirt houses. So like, being on the inner city communities, you have like the houses near the highway that none of the kids would ever go near because it's too dangerous. So those are the houses we stayed near, and it was amazing. I'll always remember.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
So we found some random small child
and a huge child. Have you ever gone trick or treating? No.
Thank you. Come with us on the adventure tonight.
Don't be worried. We're all worse.
We wish you our way on various adventures on Halloween.
Come here. Have you ever heard of the Bible? Let us tell you of Jesus.
I've heard of the church, so. Yes.
Little did we know, most ghost stories at Halloween were just the Catholics. All right,
to convert people
to the grease, grease binks. No, what did you say?
Grease gun.
the great grease gun.
Speaking of like awful costumes with Jehovah's Witnesses, I was actually one of my friends had dressed up as a Jehovah's Witness for Halloween, but he was just dressed up as like a dude that looked like he was like from IT. That was his whole costume. He was like rolled up like t-shirt, like up to just above the forearm sleeve. He's got brown khakis, blue shirt.
Yeah, that was his costume. He's a Jehovah's Witness.
It was like the lowest budget costume ever. It was so great, so easy, so cost effective.
And yet this year, people are dressing up as Free Guy.
As who?
Free Guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They announced that they think the most projected costume will be the triangle, square, and circle heads from Squid Game.
You mean the PlayStation controller masks?
Yeah, the controller masks.
Yeah. The good old controller
masks. Apparently that show is getting like the highest ratings of like any show ever.
Still haven't seen it. But yeah, great costumes.
It is actually decent.
We're talking about really great costumes, like Purge and that fucking show, even though I haven't seen it. Like, great costumes.
Yeah.
You know, that would be something I've always been amazed.
Yes, like, I would like to hear the Gungan.
Sorry.
I would like to hear his costume.
I've been thinking about it. Last year,
you cut out.
Yeah, you're really hard to hear with that thing on.
Stick it underneath. Yeah. There you go. Right. There you go.
So I was thinking, and my worst costume I could think of was last year.
Okay.
I was working, and one of the people came in, dressed up in just like cat ears and a peony. But to one of you, she had a tail.
Okay, yeah. So we can all agree
not
that
attached to anything.
Well, it was definitely attached.
It was attached, but not clipped.
It was inserted.
I just did that.
I don't understand, but I'm not sure I want to.
It's a.
I've seen that one.
Have you ever seen a plug?
Don't ruin her fragile mind.
You ever seen an outlet? You ever seen an outlet?
You don't know.
Like a wall plug?
Oh.
But think, but think for the sphincter.
Like a Glade air freshener.
A Glade air freshener for why haven't they invented that yet? $1 million idea invented right here on the show. A Glade air freshener butt plug. We need to mint it right now.
You know, it's attached right to your ass, right? So you know when you fart, that's where the mist comes from. It's scented for, you know, better smells.
It's scented for her pleasure.
Oh, that's so good.
Probably.
Oh, that's
it,
so
now good. Comes an aphrodisiac flavor.
Oh, that's so good. Oh. All right.
Yeah, as far as that,
let's talk
about like, the underwear.
Let's talk about best costumes. Oh, that
hurts. The firebox. Firebox. The greatest ones. But also the worst ones.
All right. Best costumes I've ever seen.
I'd be genuine in a firebox.
Now, when I say best costumes, I mean like cosplay or like self-built. I don't mean like someone buys at a store or like some makeup artist, because those you like there's people who go to school for that shit. I mean, watch movies and you'll understand that can be skyrocket. But I'm talking about best costumes. Let's move in reverse this time. Let's keep the ball rolling with the great Grease Gungan, who's transformed back to his pasty wife self.
Yeah, that dollar store mask was really hard to breathe in.
That or so, your actual reptile lizard alien, the one that Panda both. Ward is about.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen that.
I believe it.
I'm going to be honest. I think my current costume is by far the best I've ever seen.
The one you're wearing right now?
Yeah, the one I'm wearing right now.
Anyone who is not watching and just listening, he is wearing a t-shirt. That's about it.
I was told I'm not allowed to make the joke on stream, so yeah.
I'm sorry, were you a Jehovah's Witness too?
Yeah.
Your t-shirt and your pink hair.
Yeah.
Joseph Morgan.
All honesty, though, I went to an anime convention a couple of years ago. This person had full LED like robotics attached to their back, and everything moved, and it was amazing. Handmade.
What were they?
They were like a Gundam. Like all the parts moved.
Do you? I mean, that's cool. I wish I knew which Gundam. Gundam Wing.
They had wings. Does that help?
No, that doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Really.
Wait. Does it? Did it have missile packs? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh, so it's older version, 1990s. Probably Gundam Wing or Gundam Seed. Ooh.
I said they had wings.
No. I didn't say wings. I meant Gundam Wing is the...
He doesn't know. He never watched the show.
No, I'm just bugging you. I heard you.
Well, let's keep going back around then. So, Sarah, best costume you've ever seen?
Same problem. I just don't see that many costumes.
So then it should be an easy answer?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
well, your least favorite costume is all
if you have such a
a friend of mine once dressed up as Baymax from like Big Hero 6. I thought that was pretty cool.
That,
but like,
you're gonna have to refresh my memory on that one.
The big
marshmallow.
It's a big marshmallow.
It's like Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yeah,
I don't know, pretty much.
It's with less round, less like rolls, more just one big round
puffy
marshmallow.
It's one of those movies that I've definitely seen a few times, but every time you watch it, like, you instantly forget what that whole movie's about.
I guess, kind of, yeah. Probably after you finish it, you're like, man, what did I just watch? I don't even remember. It went by so quick.
Bunch of nothing. Yeah.
My sister plays a D&D character named Fish, and last year she dressed up as Fish for Halloween. We made her costume together. That was pretty cool.
Nice. Like the D&D so character or like a literal fish? Like a trout?
Like the D&D character. Sort of somewhere in the middle.
What?
Okay. Alrighty. The D&D character was also a fish.
Yes. So she dressed up as a human like interpretation of a goldfish.
What?
I don't know.
That's... That needs. I feel like that needs more explaining.
Yeah, I cannot imagine this.
No. That makes her orange dress and attached like fins and a tail to it.
So like she became a sea people, like a seaman,
like a mer, like a mer person,
like a sea people.
No,
I think of like the sea people from South Park that you grow in your fish bowl.
I think Jeremy's closest.
No. I think it's like a goldfish.
Yeah, no, she took like an orange dress and then, yeah, just made like fins and tail, a tail out of tulle and attached it all together so that it looked like sort of fishy.
Yes, it definitely sounds fishy indeed.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say to that.
Yeah.
Fishiness is so bound.
Great fishiness.
Sure, yeah. Fishy sounding.
All right, mister. I can't, don't know when to stop talking. Which is not referring to myself, by the way. Saniac.
That's costume. The really top.
Best costume.
I mean, it definitely not on Halloween ever. Definitely not on
really?
Halloween.
I got
yeah,
one
a surprise.
I got one for both.
I think one of the best ones I saw was I can't say for sure exactly what the character was, but it was some kind of devil or demonic kind of style creature, and they had made it was like a 3D plastic, but also like I think it was also like part clay mold, like molded as well. It was pretty much like a kind of like a full like devil suit almost, but it was like purple and it had like wings. It was hard to explain, but it was very like well put together and very like it felt like the outside of the suit was essentially like latex kind of skin almost in certain areas, where some of it was also like certain fabric based on like where it.
What was this for, first of all?
But it was like
you said, it wasn't for
Halloween. It was for E3 or something. Or, no, it was for kind of like a convention, like E3 or Comic Con or something like that. Or, I don't know.
So it must have been an actual character.
It was very convoluted.
So
it definitely was.
Was it a cosplay or was it self built? Like, was it self built as? That was really dumb of me to say.
Yeah, I was going to say yes to both of those questions. It was a cosplay, and yes, it was self built.
Okay. I was going to ask.
I just don't know the character that I can confirm who or what. It was very clearly modeled off for someone to have such like detail, like well done. Like,
I wonder.
Have you ever been to the Comic-Con we have here?
Yes, I've volunteered.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm.
The guy who dresses as the voice of Sauron goes every year.
Oh, yeah.
Sauron is legit metal, and it's so heavy that he has to, like, sit down every couple of hours to just, like, take a rest.
All right.
Yeah, I've seen his outfit. His outfit's really great.
Yeah, his outfit's amazing.
I'll let Jeremy go. Or, yeah, Jeremy, you're next. Sir Jeremy.
What?
Well, Courtney.
It's all planned.
All planned.
That's why I need cool transitions.
Yeah, I'm also at Cedar Valley Comic Con. You've never
seen a good one on Halloween?
No, most of them are slightly stupid ones. They're guys that are dressing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Halloween costumes are always like thrown together last
minute. It's a joke now. Like, nobody takes it seriously. Like, there's like very few people do. There, I know there are parties that do that kind of thing, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen
it. Maybe that has like a costume contest, maybe, but otherwise, like, yeah, it's just something you throw together. You know, you're like, oh, look, I look like a stupid person when I'm drunk.
yeah, right? Maybe
see,
no,
that's funny, because, like, I like,
Halloween socks up and look like former
at a Comic-Con. Let's see if I can actually get this on camera. This is from 2014. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I can barely get that on. Go over here.
Hey, Ben.
Nope, no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good for a while.
Eggman.
It is Eggman. Oh, I'll try to post it. Yeah, this guy, he did an Eggman, and it was fucking perfect. It was absolutely prime. It was one of the... Because I've seen, like, people dress up as Overwatch characters and stuff like that. And, I mean, some of it's cool. But, like, a lot of it, you talk to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, I had to buy this. Or, like, I made this, but this part I bought. That guy just looked like Eggman and just played it up. And he had the voice. It was great. Yeah. Next part of costumes, I guess, we talk about is then we go into manufactured costumes. Like the one
we can also talk about your like costume you always wanted to wear that you never could.
You mean like my dream costume?
Yeah. Yeah, like a dream costume.
See, now that's funny you say that, because I'll ask you guys that, because my dream costume I actually did get to wear. My dream costume was, honestly, one year to be a...